It's raining and there's nothing on TV.
I'm sorry. I don't know what else to do. The library is closed and your friends are all at camp.
Hey! Why don't you go where all the rad kids go? Willy's Fun Arcade!
Willy's? That's still open?
What's an arcade?
Willy's! We have all your favorites. Pac-Man, Centipede, Tron, Burger Time, Punch-Out, Donkey Kong.
I don't know those words.
Street Fighter 2, Hogan's Alley, Spy Hunter.
Okay, we have a Wii U.
Millipede, The Simpsons, NFL Blitz, Rampage, Bomberman, Dig Dug,
stop.
Ski Ball, Whack-A-Mole,
Daddy!
The Claw. I'm calling the police.
Willy's, located right next door to the King.
Get out!
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that was exciting.
Yeah, so I'm going to have another opening like I did last time, right?
Well, okay, yeah. Right. No, 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 don't wear those shoes.
You're going to take the tap shoes off?
Take the tap shoes off. Don't, Charlie, just don't wear those shoes. It picks up the sound on the mic. It's very irritating for our listeners. Please, just don't wear those shoes.
Okay.
All right, what are we talking about this week?
Don't wear those shoes.
I just said that.
Yes. From Polka Party. It came out in October of 1986.
Six, yes.
Yeah, it's not 19. It just feels like so long ago.
No. Mid-war, mid-six.
I was, yeah, thanks. That's nice.
What happened to you there?
So, yes. Another original.
Uh-huh.
Another early song.
A Polka Party, yep. Fourth album.
Fourth album. The intro is kind of... Weird Al says the intro is sort of a takeoff of a Kinks intro.
Kinks.
Kinks.
Not the Kinks.
Kinks, yeah. A Kinks intro, preferably Father Christmas.
Yes.
It sounds very similar, only Father Christmas sounds just a little bit more actually Christmassy.
Yes.
And somehow, like, Weird Al does the same sort of thing, but somehow makes it not
less
Christmassy.
I think they took the jingle bells out.
Oh, is that,
there's, like, jingle bells, I think.
Bells kind of thing, sort of. But it's not, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, it's basically the same intro without, I think, the bells. Or
yeah.
Crispy.
So, but that's it. The rest of it is original.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's pretty original.
Strange.
That's one of those songs, like, I've never really... gotten. Well,
and here's the thing for me, is it is Dare to Be Stupid. It is all these other songs.
Okay.
Lyrically,
yeah.
It's just a whole bunch of just weird, nonsensical things.
Yeah.
I have to say, I think this is the worst he's ever done that.
I agree. I wouldn't say Dare to Be Stupid, because that's like more things that, you know, people tell you not to do that you should do. It's more like, you know, One More Minute, kind of that type of song. Where it's a bunch of awful things that you would rather have done. Like, very, this is a bad version of One More Minute.
Yes. And I think the genre is one of the reasons.
Yeah.
I think the fact that this isn't a style parody it needed something more.
You needed a hook. Yeah.
And the originalness of it is is not one of those things on that hook.
I mean, it's musically, it's his band is great. It's good musically.
It's got a weird, like, symphonic section in the middle of it for like no real reason. I don't understand that. Like, this is definitely a song where I'd like want to know what Weird Al was thinking at the time. Is this sort of like a weird song he came up with one night and it was like, I need another song for Polka Party?
Yeah.
Or what? Like,
I can
what
see maybe
is,
his band was like just jamming and they like made some song. They're just, I can see this as a jam song. The band was just coming up with some riffs and stuff and they wrote something around it. That's what it comes up. This doesn't have any style and it just seems like something their band was just goofing around with.
You know,
it sounds musically really cool.
It does.
It's got some good bits in it, but the lyrics are just awful.
Oh.
This is like really one of my least favorite songs of his ever. And once again, I always say Polka Party is my album. And then another one comes up on Polka Party. Like, it sucks. I'm like, okay, maybe I really need to look back on that.
Polka Party, yeah. I don't know. Like, not only that, it's bummer because both this one and the previous song we did are probably not going to be played on the tour. So we're not going to get those stories.
Who knows? Like, maybe he will.
People will riot if he does.
I don't think he'll. I really don't think he's going to do That Boy Could Dance. I doubt it. Seriously doubt he would bring that one out. Just because it does not fit in this world. But this one, he could possibly break out. Maybe he'd do it in a different style. Who knows?
Like I said, this is achy breaky song. But the lyrically, it's achy breaky song. Like, here's all the things I would rather.
Yeah, that's true.
Than having and it just, but it doesn't work. I do like the fact that it's a torture. He gets a little tortury, but it's all inflicted to him.
Yeah.
So it feels less weird than when he's writing a song about inflicting torture on like other creatures.
Well, no, I mean, One More Minute is to himself as well.
No. So I'm not talking about I'm not talking about those moments.
Oh, I see.
I'm talking about some of his love songs or Good Old Days where he's torturing people. And,
okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like gotcha. At least he's torturing himself in this. And then it's so it's like, okay, I'm okay with you being okay with like a railroad spike to your own head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, most of his love songs are to himself like that, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
I'm just remembering, we've specifically pointed out a couple of songs recently where it's like, that's a little violent.
Yes, yes.
Especially towards women.
Right.
That's a little, yeah.
Yeah, this is all like, yeah, you know, I don't know. This song just, I don't know what to say about this song, honestly. And there's some interesting, like, visuals, like, you know, things that are pretty awful, like leaving your Beatles records out in the sun. That would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. Wait, that's not the right song.
Nope.
That is not the right song. Never mind. Reverse. That's the other one that reminds me of this.
Rewind.
Yes, One of Those Days. Rewind. I get this and One of Those Days mixed up in my head. They're similar in some ways.
Yeah.
Never mind that lyric. That's not in this one. Play your bongos while I'm trying to snooze is on this one.
Well, and there's a couple of fun lyrics to me. Play your bongos reminds me of Hey Ricky.
Yep.
So that was fun.
I think it was a reference to that, maybe.
Mentions Oreos.
Yeah.
And at the time, he didn't know it, but he was going to be doing a song about Oreos.
Yep.
And so that adds an enjoyment to the song, but if I'm sitting there looking at that, clearly I'm not enjoying anything else about the song.
Eat crackers in bed, use my razor to save your legs, stuff like that. Expose yourself on the 6 o'clock news. It's like,
That's a little weird too.
What?
I don't even know how you would do that.
Just like sneak behind the reporter.
Are you in an anchor?
No, like, just like walking into a live feed somewhere. Like, hey, we're, you know, on scene here, you know, grand opening of the 7-Eleven. Hey, who's on the background? Why are you wearing a robe? Okay, yeah. That's possible. But sure. Really, I mean, I would rather you do that than wear those shoes. And like, what's so bad about the shoes? What are they, clown shoes? He never explains what's wrong with the shoes.
That's the joke, I think.
Yeah, I guess.
I think the point of the song is he doesn't reveal what the shoes
are. Kind of like ringtone.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, there's an Ask Al, and somebody was like, what kind of shoes are you referring to in that song? And he goes, exactly the kind you thought I meant.
Yes.
So like, clearly that's the joke.
Yeah.
But is it a joke? Like I agree. Yeah. Like I understand like the math behind that joke a little bit. I just don't think it works.
Yeah. I guess I always thought it was like Airwalks because I was big into Vans and I hated Airwalks because they're imitation Vans. That was my thing when I was the kid.
Wow.
I'm a California kid, like stupid Airwalks imitating Vans.
What could it be like? Like, is it high heels? Is it
clown shoes?
Is it moon? What were those moon jumping shoes or whatever those were?
I
forgot, astronaut shoes or whatever those called. They had like the springs on them and you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. The bouncy shoes.
Aren't we that old? We're old enough to know what that stuff is, right? Yeah. Stomp a poodle till it's flat is a little.
That's pretty violent.
Over the top.
He likes referencing poodles.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe you stomp it flat, then you wear it as a hat.
Wow.
Then since it's a flat poodle, the French people can sign it.
Oh, there you go.
or you can sign it for French people.
Okay.
Oh. S'il vous plaît.
Wow. Just the only reason this song is fun is because we can talk about other songs.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. I mean, there's some fun sort of stuff in this, but it just doesn't work for me. It's just one of those songs that just flat out just does not work for
Favorite
me.
Favorite lyric?
I think I actually messed up and mentioned it already, but mine was, you can expose yourself in the 6 o'clock news.
Okay.
But please, please don't wear those shoes.
Don't do it. Okay. I like, I've kind of talked about it. It's all right if you play some Twisted Sister every night, I suppose. You can lick the middle out of my Oreos.
Yeah. And that line, how he sings it is kind of cool. That's one of those melodic lines that are just really odd and... I don't know. Musically is the only thing that redeems the song for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the next line is a little weird too. It's like, or start laughing while you're drinking milk till it comes out your nose.
Yep.
That's a very large concept to try to put together in a sentence.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, I don't mind if you make milk come out of your nose.
As long as you're not wearing those shoes.
As long as you're not wearing those shoes.
I don't know. Just weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like the things that are happening aren't funny enough to justify it.
Yeah.
They need to be like other, like maybe they're blue suede shoes and all the other things are, you could be a, a, a dog. You could rock my jailhouse, but don't wear those shoes. Like,
okay,
like
Elvis
make them
references?
All Elvis references.
Okay,
or
maybe.
Like have a justification before
something.
Or even if it isn't specifically Elvis, just specific, like other, like make Beatles and Elvis and Johnny Cash references or something weird like that. Not that they have a theme, but just like words that make
it
sense.
Something.
You know,
yeah, the song is missing something. I don't
something
know what it
more.
Is. It just, I don't know. It, for me, it just misses. It's always been one of my least favorite songs of his.
Okay.
And like, probably because it reminds me so much of, you know, like One of Those Days for some reason.
Yeah.
They're very similar in a way. I don't know why.
It's just it's the random lyrics of stuff.
Yeah.
He's done it a couple of times. Mm-hmm.
He's done it better. Lot better.
All of them are better than this
yes,
one.
Yes, agreed. 100%. All right. Well, ratings?
Ratings.
Yeah, 1 to 5. Shoes.
Shoes.
Why not? 1 to 5 shoes.
Okay.
I'm going to give this a 1 shoe.
Whoa, I'm going 1.5.
Wow, you like this way more than I did.
Way more? 1 is the bottom.
If I could have done a 0.5, I probably would have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's another quick episode. I wish we'd been able to plan these better so we don't put two horrible songs back to back. But I think the next song is a lot of fun.
I definitely think the next song will be way better.
Good. Okay.
Yes, let's get to that right now. Bye-bye.
You know how to find us.
All right.
Bye.
Wait, we're that fast?
No, they know how to find us.
You find us. Just go to the... Wait a couple days. Just hang in there, guys. It gets better than this, okay?
Go on the Facebook group and look at what songs he just played the other night for this tour and enjoy those.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's concert stuff. Yay! Bye-bye.
Bye.